1 Peter chapter 4. For as much then as the Messiah has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that is suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of Yahweh. For the times past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the living and the dead? For this cause was the good news preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to Yahweh in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober, and watch unto prayer, and above all things have fervent love amongst yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of Yahweh. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gives, that Yahweh in all things may be magnified through Yahshua the Messiah, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of the Messiah's sufferings, that when his honor shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of the Messiah, happy are you, for the spirit of honor and of Yahweh rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is praised. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any suffer as a messianic, let him not be ashamed, but let him praise Yahweh on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Yahweh, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the good news of Yahweh? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the wicked and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer, according to the will of Yahweh, commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. End of chapter.